I'm Karen Lane, jazz singer from London. Listen to In Transition with Randy McElligott, 1 till 3 Sunday afternoon, and hear tracks from my debut album, Once in a Lifetime, on CHUO FM 89.1.
Green Dolphin Street supplied the setting.
And thank you for your support.
The setting for nights beyond forgetting. Hey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to start off this afternoon with some music from Steve Korn, but later on in the show I'm going to be featuring some music from Brazilian vocalist Ithamara Korax, also some new music featuring Ottawa's own Gaby Warren, plus a whole lot more on this edition of In Transition. I also want to mention that, as Gordon said in his show, I will be featuring compositions that do contain the word red in them. Let's start off with Steve Korn from his album Pride and Joy and his version of Dear Old Stockholm. This one features Mark Taylor on alto sax, Rob Davis on tenor sax, Dan Heck on guitar, Joe Doria on Hammond organ, and drummer percussionist Steve Korn. Thank you. That was quite an energetic workout of the classic standard Deerhole Stockholm, from Steve Korn from his album Pride and Joy. And we heard Joe Doria on Hammond organ taking quite a few bars of some inspired playing, as they say, on that last number. Let's get to our first tune containing the word red. And this one comes to us from Count Basie. When Count Basie was recording for Decca, he recorded a tune called Oh Red, and we're going to listen to that. And in the next set, we're going to also listen to a musician from Brazil who has been thrilling audiences worldwide for many, many years, and only recently audiences in North America. Her name is Ithamara Curax. A few years ago, she released an album on the Milestone label entitled Serenade in Blue. And this album really kicked things off for her and made her certainly well-known among North American jazz lovers. Her new album is entitled Love Dance, the ballad album. And we're going to hear something from this album entitled Ampero. Let's get to Count Basie and Oh Red. Thank you.
gente queria fazer uma prensa da minha poesia, mas hoje, Maria, pra minha surpresa, pra minha tristeza, precisas partir, Maria, que estás tão bonita, que estás tão aflita, pra me abandonar. Sinto, Maria, que estás de visita, teu corpo se agita, querendo dançar. Parte, Maria, que estás toda nua, que a lua te chama, que estás tão mulher. Parte, Maria, na chama da lua, Maria cigana, Maria maré. Parte cantando, Maria fugindo, contra a ventania, brincando, dormindo, num colo de serra, vazio, num leito de rio, nos braços do mar. Ai, alegria que a vida, Maria, não passa de um dia. Não vou te prender, Maria, que a vida não espera, é uma primavera, não podes perder. Anda, Maria, pois eu só teria pra te oferecer. Anda, Maria, pois eu só teria minha agonia pra te oferecer.
The Haunting Ampero. That was written by Antonio Carlos Jobim and featured Gonzalo Rubalcaba on acoustic piano. And of course, the lovely, lovely voice of Itamara Curax. She's playing in a new club in Rio that just opened this week. And by all accounts, her performance on Friday night was sold out. And I believe her performance yesterday was sold out as well. She's one busy lady. I've been trying to track her down to do an interview, and hopefully that will materialize sometime this year. Let's keep our fingers crossed. That was taken from her latest album entitled Love Dance, the Ballad Album by Ithemetta Kurax, released on the Milestone label. And before that, we heard some music from the great Count Basie and O Red. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Let's listen to another tune that contains the word red in it. And this is a very famous composition that was covered by many, many musicians. It features Barney Kessel, who as of late has been very, very ill, but we wish him well. And this composition is entitled When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along, and it was recorded on an album with Barney Kessel, Shelly Mann, and Ray Brown entitled The Poll Winners Ride Again. Back in the 50s, there were a series of poll releases done by these musicians. That's what they had back then, these polls that went on. And usually Barney Kessel was in there somewhere as one of the poll winners. So we'll listen to that. And we'll also listen to new music from a band called Rake Star. They're from Ottawa. And if you play around with the words a bit, you can get the word orchestra out of it. And this album is a great tribute, a moving tribute to the late Sun Ra. And the album is entitled Sum Ra and features many, many musicians, too many to list. But I just want to mention that Rory McGill was a driving force behind this project. And what I'm going to play for you is a composition featuring Gaby Warren. And if any of you out there know Gaby, you know that he is one dye-in-the-wool jazz enthusiast. I don't think I know of anyone who loves the music more than Gaby. And we're going to listen to him on a great songwriting team. Jerome Curran and Dorothy Fields wrote this song called I Dream Too Much with a great arrangement from Rob Frain. Thank you.
Thank you. dream too much, but if I dream too much, I only dream to touch your heart again. I close my eyes and see your hand, your smile, your joy in loving me. We dance and sing, we steal a touch of spring. I dream of everything we do have known, and yet my dreams have shown. Perhaps I dream too much alone. Steal a touch of spring. I dream of everything we two have known, and yet my dreams have shown. Perhaps I dream. Perhaps I dream, perhaps I dream too much alone.
That was music from Rakestar, recorded live at the Bayou Blues and Jazz Club over on Bank Street, April 6, 2003, and featuring on vocals, Gaby Warren. And we just heard a composition from Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields entitled I Dream Too Much, with an arrangement there from Rob Frayne. And it was very interesting. For a moment, I thought I was listening to Sun Ra. It was pretty interesting music going on during that particular performance. And in that last set, we also heard some music from Barney Kessel, Ray Brown, and Shelly Mann on drums, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along. And we're just Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along here in the studio. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on a beautiful cloudy day. Actually, I always say that when the weather is like this, it's a perfect day to stay inside and turn the radio on and just listen to some jazz. Speaking of jazz, we have Rory Hargrove up next with Red Cross.
Thank you.
That was music from Tommy Smith from Scotland. And we just heard a composition from his album Beasts of Scotland entitled Red Deer. And just before that, music from Roy Hargrove. Actually, we didn't get to hear Roy play, but we did hear Christian McBride on bass performing Red Cross. And that was quite an interesting version of that classic composition from the bebop era. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition, and we're going to continue now with some music from Larry Coryell from his album I'll Be Over You, a more contemporary version of Red Wing. This afternoon, we're featuring some tunes that contain the word red in them.
Thank you.
That was music from the one and only Shorty Rogers and the Lady in Red. And before that, we heard Larry Coryell with Red Wing from his album I'll Be Over You. This afternoon, we're featuring some tunes that contain the word red in them. And there's still going to be a few more before the next hour is up. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Let's get back to some more music from Ithamara Korax from her new album, Ballads. In her teens, Ithamara Korax was singing jingles and in various backup configurations for Brazilian pop stars. Her breakthrough came when her first solo recording, Illuminada, was used as a theme song for a popular Brazilian soap opera. Eventually, the soundtrack album went platinum. A few years later, in 1994, Ithamara recorded for Creed Taylor in New York City, but the CD was never issued in the States. Now, by that time, she had already been well-received in Europe and Japan. It was actually only a matter of time before she would break wide open in North America. Now, her early listening experiences included Ella Fitzgerald and Elis Regina, but she says that the most important influences on her singing were Elizeth Cardozo. Now, Elizeth is the uncredited singer of the original Black Orpheus soundtrack. So if you have a chance to pick that up, you can hear this marvelous vocalist. She was also influenced, I'm speaking of Ithamara, by the great Carmen McRae, Shirley Horn, and Flora Purim. Flora is still with us, as is Shirley Horn. We're going to listen to a track entitled Flame, and this one features Ithamara on korax, and this time around on keyboards we have Marcos Valle.
Por teu amor, é melhor. a good time city, and it was patterned after the French. There was a router section called Gallatin Street, which is on the other side of Decatur, going towards the French Market, right by the French Market in front of the Mint. That's where all the sailors off the riverboats and the ships, they came there for a good time. Everybody's having a good time all through the day while people's going to the market and tending the business. So the city decided to get rid of these people, these rowdies, they call them, and these fast women, you know, little waists and big hips and big full bosoms and rosy cheeks. So they got to get them sisters and them brothers out of there and put them over there by the bayou. That was the beginning of Basin Street. And Basin Street, there was Franklin Street and Murray Street and Liberty Street right below Canal Street from Iberville on down. It's about a 8-square block scene there. And they go over there and make all the noise you want to. You got the sight of hard-working people. It's very annoying for hard-working people to look around and see a bunch of people bawling while they was working hard, because this is America and it was busy getting things together. And the Conways and the riverfront and the freight trains and everything was moving, and you had a bunch of cats and chicks having a good time. It didn't look too progressive. So they moved them over. And over there, they opened up all these joints. Honky-tonks, dives, sin dens, they call them, everything. Mansions, good time shacks, from the highest price to the lowest price. You paid for a good time. Any kind of good time you want, there were people who would serve you your pleasure in the Red Light District.
That was the Dirty Dozen Brass Band and Red Light District. And before that, we heard from Ithamara Korax from her latest album, Love Dance, the Ballad album, a beautiful piece of music entitled Flame. Well, we're going to listen to another track here that has the word red in it. And this one comes to us from guitarist Freddie Green, who for many, many years played with Count Basie. And we're also going to be hearing from Al Cohn, so Freddie and Al together on a track called Little Red. And then after that, we'll listen to Jimmy Cobb's Mob from his album Only for the Pure of Heart, and we'll listen to Johnny Red.
Thank you.
was music from Jimmy Cobb, and we heard Johnny Red. Before that, Freddie Green and Al Cohn. And what a beautiful pair they make together musically. Just some fine sax work playing on top of Freddie's beautiful guitar. And I think in many instances, Freddie was an underrated guitarist. I guess most people saw him in the role of a rhythm guitarist, which is what he was when he played in Count Basie's band. But I think that he was more than that. He was certainly more accomplished in many ways. He had a nice feel to when it came to strumming, and he had a sense of musicality as well. And I think on that last number that we just heard, Little Red, that was quite evident. We're going to move along now with some Canadian music from a Canadian giant, Rob McConnell, and something that he calls Red Devil. That was music from one of the finest session musicians around, Joe Beck, from his album Finger Paintings, and we heard a composition called Red Eye. We started off with Rob McConnell's Jive 5 with Red Devil. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. This afternoon, we're featuring jazz tunes that contain the word red in them, among other things. And we're going to continue with Steps Ahead, a band founded by Mike Manieri a few years ago. I'm not sure if they're still around or not, but when they released this album, NYC, one of the tracks on the album was entitled Red Neon, Go or Give. So we're going to listen to that. And we're also going to listen to some music from Gary Peacock and Bill Frisell. And this is from their album Just So Happens and their version of Red River Valley. That was music from Bill Frisell and Gary Peacock and their version of Red River Valley. Just before that, we heard some music from Steps Ahead from their album NYC and Red Neon, Go or Give. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and we only have a few minutes left, so we're going to be playing a lot more music that contains the word red in it. Here's some music from Jan Garbarek out of Norway from his album Visible World and Red Wind. Thank you.
heard the women at the church say just the other day, you know she lived too hard. Yes, I heard the women at the church say just the other day, you know that girl lived too hard. They said redbone girl's got a problem. She stayed up all night. She drank whiskey. She got in a fight. Redbone girl's got a problem. She stayed up all night. She drank whiskey. She got in a fight. Redbone. Now redbone girls got a problem. Never worked too hard, she got lazy. Dancing in the dark, redbone girls got a problem. She never worked too hard, she got lazy. Dancing in the dark. Redbone. She cut men folk with the razor. She don't play, no, no. Redbone girl's got a problem. She cut men folk with the razor. She don't play, no.
Was music from Jan Garbarek, And actually, that was Cassandra Wilson with Redbone. Before that, we heard Jan Garbarek from Visible World and Red Wind. Here's some music from The Real Thing. This is from their album, The Real Thing in New York, and it's called Red Alert. Thank you. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Thank you. We just heard some music from a marvelous recording from Eddie Higgins entitled Zoot's Hymns, and we heard The Red Door. Before that, The Real Thing in New York with Red Alert. Well, I'm Randy McElligott. I've been your host for the past 2 hours of jazz. Hope you liked the show this afternoon. And don't forget, Ozzy is up next at 3 o'clock with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.